It comes out when it comes. It's like a diamond.
But look at our peers, right? Look at our peers, right? Vera Charles. She puts out a show like Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Vera Charles has nothing else to do.
That's true.
But then
Fatty puts out a show. Fatty puts out a show Monday through Friday. Every fucking week.
Have you listened to his show?
That's true.
He talks into like a shoe or something. And then he hits.
That's a shoe. It's my shoe.
Then he hits submit. There is absolutely no work.
That's true.
See, I could record what we do right here. I could export it to MP3 and post it like 5 minutes later. With no work going into it whatsoever.
None.
And we'd be on time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It comes out when it comes.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1365 of the BFO for right. The 19th of April 2013, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got voice letters. Big Fatty, did Miss Bacon call? No! Hello, weekenders. Big Fatty, we all got that one. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right is going well, y'all. We have reached the end of week 3 here in April. And normally tonight, the 19th, the third Friday of the month, the horror group would be having our bar night. But y'all, honey, it's too soon, y'all. But of course, you know, the is no longer with us, so we're not going to the Deadly Do-Rights tonight. But Granny and Miss Water and I will go out on Saturday night. But we'll give you the full weekend recap come Monday. But y'all, I tell you, I am really looking forward to talking to Granny about the Survivor. Y'all, I'm not going down to the Fat Cave to talk about this, but y'all, if you have not seen the Survivor and you're a fan of the Survivor, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Absolutely, and I spoke to that Termly Single Tim in the Baby's Home on Thursday about this. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, absolutely the best tribal council I have ever seen on the Survivor. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Yeah, I guess it, y'all. Today for right, the 19th of April, y'all. We've got a Mexican birthday today. Big, fatty, lovely. But y'all, it is from one of our favorite Mexicans. He's just as sweet as he can be. Y'all, it's that Mark in Calendar. Y'all, he's up there in the Vancouver, up there near the Faye Driver. And, y'all, he's just as nice as he can be, and Big Fatty is pleased to call him a friend. Y'all, also, yesterday, was Princess Hannah's, father's, it would have been her father's, celebration of exiting the birth canal, and I know that's always a tough day for her, but as I told her, I said, you know, y'all, remember the good times and remember the happy times, and that's what we should always do. Big Fatty, since it's a Mexican birthday, do you think there might be one of those big old hats, and the Faye Driver might be putting on his fingernail polish and his high heels? And get out his castanets and do a little Mexican birthday dance for that Mark and Calendar? Or do you think he'll just make him a cake?
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, like I said, y'all, it's been a while since we've been over here at Spot and Big Fatty, but y'all, old Spot and Crazy told me that they wanted to just hold off for a few days because of the events up there in Boston. Because y'all, the next Spot and Big Fatty is Big Fatty at a shooting range. And so I thank you, Spot and Crazy, for showing a little restraint. But y'all, that was spotted by Mike Perry up there in the Squamish. But you see, that's up there near that mocking calendar. Maybe Mr. Mike will go and have some cake, too. Y'all, in that PVG, yesterday's birthday boy. Y'all, he spotted the crazy Mexican cleaning out his fridge. And he made a shocking discovery, and y'all, there's a big fat, oh dear Gussie, y'all, there's horrifying things in that refrigerator. It's not just Big Fatty. Look on the side of that milk carton. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I don't want to look at it anymore. And y'all, and then there's another one over there. Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Gavin. I'm just calling to answer Adam's question. He was looking for a word for podcasts that have pod faded and are dead and gone and all that. Why don't we just say they're angry pantried? Okay, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, this, you know, you've heard the term of things getting shelved. Well, you know, I think this is an excellent definition or an excellent word to describe those kind of little shows, Gavin, because, you know, they're shelved or pantried, you know, angry pantried sounds like an excellent one for me. Y'all, by the way, the Dictatarian, Dictatarian, yes, the Dictatarian, who, by the way, y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, that's the self-appointed Dictatarian, that is George in Atlanta, and y'all, he wrote to be Big Fatty because, y'all, he's accepted the position of Dictatarian, and y'all, he says, Big Fatty, as the official Dictatarian of the BFO, I regret to inform you that today's word of the day from Timmy Sims is the same word as the first word of the day. Podstipated, Big Fatty. Oh, so Timmy Sims, I'm so sorry. Obviously, Timmy Sims has unsubscribed or just doesn't pay attention. Y'all, he just doesn't pay attention, I guess. I don't know. But George, I'm putting my seal of approval, and by seal of approval, I mean my Big Fatty. We don't want to know what your seal of approval is. Y'all, that is the last of the spaghetti and a garden salad. I'm putting my seal of approval on the angry pantried, and that is with a D. Put that in your dictatorium and smoke it, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Scott. You know, Sater 69 on the Twitters. Hello, Rule. How are you?
Hi.
Don't be scared of this phone call.
No, I'm not.
I have a word for you.
Oh.
You know, when you stop listening to a podcast,
yes,
for a while,
uh-huh,
and then a few weeks later you pick it up and you start listening to it again,
yeah,
or like Ramble Redhead does with all of his shows,
right?
Much like
up
a bear who sleeps through the winter,
oh,
then wakes back up and picks things up where they left off,
oh,
you podburnate.
Oh.
That's my word for you.
Oh.
Podburnate. Right? This is a Zater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess, y'all, we've got two words in one day. Two words in one day in Sater 69. First of all, thank you for calling. That's just lovely that you took the time to do that. And thanks for sucking up to Poodle. Big Fatty, leave him alone. He's very sweet. But anyway, At least, you know, y'all, I'm real proud of the Seder because he did not have a hockey reference in the. Podbernate, that sounds like a lovely idea. You don't really unsubscribe. You just take a, it's kind of like an extended nip a nap from Little Show. So, Seder69, thank you so much for calling the Little Show and giving that and what do we call him? The Dictatarian. Big Fatty, you'll never remember that. So, anyway, the Dictatarian, another seal of approval on that one. Yes, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's K Country Boy West. Hope you're doing well. And I can't wait until this coming weekend when I become unpostipated. And hopefully I can make a really good show and make a great return back to Pride 48 and take my rightful spot at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. So, hope everyone can join. Hope you can join if you're not already in Sleepy Town. So, love you much, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is the gay country boy, Wes. And y'all, that is not, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, that is not spelled C-U-N. No! No! And y'all, he has, he's been pods debating. Big Fatty, is that right? No, he's been, podstipated. Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm never gonna remember all this shit. Thank goodness we've got the Dictatorium. Dictatarian. Big Fatty. The Wes has been on hiatus for quite a while, so it'll be nice to hear his dulcet tones. And y'all, by the way, Big Fatty's got an exclusive. He has a brand new co-host, y'all, and I have been embargoed until this moment. I was told I could announce who the new new co-host when I played that voice letter. So y'all, I am pleased to announce that the new co-host on the Gay Country Boy, it's the Hooded Bishop, Big Fatty. And so y'all, Gay Country West and the Hooded Bishop are gonna be there Sunday night at 8:00 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Saving Time. And y'all, go on over there to the Pride 48 and listen. Big Fatty, I don't know if I'll be there or not, cause you know that conflicts with the big run. And as much as I love the Gay Country Boy, y'all, you know, it's conflicting with the big run. Big Fatty, you're just gonna be in bed like he said you were, and he called you out on it. No, that's the even 8 p.m. in the evening is even a little early for Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Now, y'all, let's just see what else have I got here. All right, we've talked about Mark and Calendar. We've done spotting Big Fatty and voice letters. Y'all, I've got one little thing here that I was made aware of on Thursday, and y'all, I don't ask you to do much. I don't ask you to do much. Call every once in a while and be an active participant, or at least just listen. You know, just listen. Maybe post a little something over there at the website, and you know, maybe send the Vons yo 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 an Apple Snack Store gift card so she can get a new computer for her Heinz 57 birthday. Y'all, that's coming up on May the 7th, P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91365. But y'all, one of the true people with the heart of gold, in the Pride 48 community, y'all, is the 2010 number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, that's that Moose P. And y'all, if you follow Moose P on the Twitties, or you know, when he participates in other little shows and does anything, y'all, he's always one to be a giver. And y'all, right now, I don't know how many of you know Buddy Rabbit. But Buddy Rabbit is Moose P and his husband's Pet Rabbit, and they've had Buddy I don't know how long, many years, and Buddy's not doing well. And I don't know all the details, but from what I understand, the prognosis is not so good. And y'all, many people who listen to the little show have lost pets in the past, and you know, especially those of you that this has happened to, you know that it's never easy, and you know, an encouraging word or a thoughtful note, just saying thinking about you or whatever. You know, y'all, that can work wonders. And so y'all, just keep Moose P and Buddy Rabbit and Moose's husband in your thoughts, and send good thoughts for Buddy and for Moose and everyone up there in Raleigh that Buddy has touched. Y'all, Buddy is a celebrity, y'all. Buddy has followers on the Twitty and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, so just keep Moose and Buddy in your thoughts during the weekend. And, you know, like I say, just it doesn't have to be a public thing, but just send Moose just an encouraging word. And that's all I'm going to say, because I know Moose is probably... is probably embarrassed to death that Big Fatty did this, but you know, tough titty. Big Fatty, don't get vulgar. So anyway, y'all, I got another one of these things from Paul. Y'all, I've got a lot of these things from Paul, but y'all, this one made me kerfuffle. Y'all, it says, "Can you help my friend?" And y'all, it's a picture of a man. He's out on the street. He's got his grocery cart with all of his belongings in it, to include his golf, the golf clubs, and all that kind of stuff. And under the picture, it says, "I'm reaching out on behalf of a friend of mine who needs some help and who wishes to remain anonymous." Y'all, his wife told him to go out and get some of those pills that would help him get an erection. Now, y'all, you know, this is a modern day phenomenon here, and I'm editorializing here, but you know, this the marvels of medicine out there now. So, you know, go out and get these pills that will help him get an erection. And when he came back, he handed her diet pills. And anyway, he's looking for a place to live. So if you can help him. Y'all, I think that one is funny as it can be. So, y'all, here's another one. A poker player. Oh, this one's not too long. It's a poker player. Two couples were playing poker one evening, and Jim accidentally dropped some cards on the floor. When he bent down under the table to pick them up, he noticed Bob's wife, Jane, wasn't wearing any underpants under her dress. And shocked by this, Jim, upon trying to sit back up, hit his head on the table and emerged red-faced. Oh, dear Gracie. Big Fatty, you're not going to have time. Y'all, we'll have to tell you about Jim and Jane's cooter come Monday. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anybody's cooter. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend and that you do something fun and exciting. If you're so inclined, raise a glass of cheer for Moose P and toast Buddy Rabbit. And y'all, if you do nothing else, please, for the love of hydrogen, come back here on Monday, because Big Fatty will be here. And y'all, I guess the best way to end the week is to let Adam have the last word.
It comes out when it comes out.
Sounds like someone's expecting a gentleman caller.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.